www.attableek.com. The Reviver of Iman.
الرحيم الحمد لله العليم الخبير المتقن نظام العالم بلا معين ونصير فسبحان الله الذي حكمته بالغة وعلمه غزير ونعمه واصلة إلى كل صغير وكبير ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في نقير ولا قطمير ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي هدانا بكتاب منير ودعانا إلى الله بالإنذار والتبشير صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ما دامت الكواكب تسير أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما وليكم الله ورسوله والذين آمنوا الذين يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة وهم راكعون ومن يتولى الله ورسوله والذين آمنوا فإن حزب الله هم الغالبون وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا تحاسدوا ولا تباغضوا ولا تدابروا وكونوا عباد الله إخوانا أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Honorable scholars, respected brothers, elders, mothers and sisters, in a very long poem, in one stanza, the poet pays tribute to a person who possesses few qualities amongst others. فَلِلَّهِ دَرُّ الْعَارِفِ النَّدْبِ إِنَّهُ تَفِيضُ لِفَرْطِ الْوَجْدِ أَجْفَانُهُ دَمَى يُقِيمُ إِذَا مَا اللَّيْلُ مَدَّ ظَلَامَهُ على نفسه من شدة الخوف معتما فصيحا إذا ما كان في ذكر ربه وفيما سواه في الورى كان أعجما ويذكر أياما مضت من شبابه وما كان فيها بالجهالة أجرما Fortunate indeed is the person who can spend his night in vigil, in nocturnal prayer, in worship, in supplication. فَلِلَّهِ دَرُّ الْعَارِفِ النَّدْبِ إِنَّهُ تَفِيضُ لِفَرْطِ الْوَجْدِ أَجْفَانُهُ دَمَى يُقِيمُ إِذَا مَا اللَّيْلُ مَدَّ ظَلَامًا When the night spreads its darkness, then he can devote a portion of the night communicating with Allah. وَيَذْكُرُ أَيَّامًا مَضَتْ مِنْ شَبَابِهِ وَمَا كَانَ فِيهَا فِي الْجَهَالَةِ أَجْرَمًا Instead of appeasing and comforting himself about the worship that he performed in the latter part of his life, he continues to lament and regret the sin that he perpetrated in his youth. What happens to us? As we move on, we forget our youth, we forget our prime, and we forget the wrong that we did. And we start falsely deceiving ourselves through the praises that people confer upon us. So mashallah, in the last 10 years of his life, he didn't miss the Monday fast and the Thursday fast, and he was punctual with the optional prayer and the sixth of Shawwal and all that. But the poet says, fortunate is the one, يَذْكُرُ أَيَّامًا مَضَتْ مِنْ شَبَابِهِ And then, and that's the point I actually want to focus on. فَصِيحًا إِذَا مَا كَانَ فِي ذِكْرِ رَبِّهِ وَفِيمَا سِوَاهُ فِي الْوَرَى كَانَ أَعْجَمًا This man is such that if you ask him about Allah, الرَّحْمَنُ فَاسْأَلْ بِهِ خَبِيرًا الرَّحْمَنُ فَاسْأَلْ بِهِ خَبِيرًا Allah says, if you want to know about me, then be sure to ask those who have knowledge. Ask those that are erudite, those that are skilled, those that are competent, those that are calculated. Ar-Rahman, fas'al bihi khabira. Ask those that have the knowledge. So this person is such, if you ask him about Allah and his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He's profound, he's articulate, he's proficient, he can flow, he is adequate. And if you ask him about any sporting star, or celebrity, or political personality, he's dumb, he's mute, he knows nothing. فصيحا اذا كان في الذكر ربه وفيما سواه في الورى كان اعجما. Sadly, today we are the direct opposite. When you ask a young man or an elderly man, you ask a woman or a male about Allah and His Nabi, he is ajam, he is mute and dumb. And ask him about any celebrity, any sporting figure, any personality, he will give you an overload of information. He'll give you an overload of information. But when it comes to speaking about the life of Nabi alayhi salam, عجب فیض ہے میرے نبی کا اے اقبال, درود میں ان پہ پڑھتا ہوں رحمت مجھ پہ برستی ہے. عجب فیض ہے میرے نبی کا اے اقبال, درود میں ان پہ پڑھتا ہوں رحمت مجھ پہ برستی ہے. Amazing indeed is the profile of my نبی او اقبال. I send salutations on him, blessings descend on me. Blessings descend on me. Wow. The verse I recited, Allah says,
إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ.
Verily your friend is Allah. And he is Nabi. And the pious believers. Those are your friends. So Islam is not averse to polite, respectful communication, interaction with anyone and everyone. In fact, Islam governs us and legislates to us that we interact. لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين ولم يخرجوكم من ديارهم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم إن الله يحب المقسطين. That Allah does not prohibit or forbid you from being kind, loyal, faithful to those who have not expelled you from the land, who have not fought against you in the matter of faith. However, Allah says your friends are Allah, His Nabi, and the pious believers. Linguistically, grammatically, academically, there is a question that arises. Your basic Arabic grammar, inna means definitely, surely. Ma is known as ma'e kafa. It prevents the hamal of nahwa, of nasab and jar. Innama ilahukum ilahu wahid. So both get in rafa. Those who know basic Arabic will know. It creates the meaning of hasar. Hasar means exclusive. Now there's a question here, and this is mentioned in Tafsir Madarik al-Tanzil Alam al-Nasafi, and then you can read it. I'm just sharing it with you. Innama yufidu ikhtisasu ha'ula'i bilmuwala. Innama indicates that these are your actual friends. The question is, Allah said, your friends are Allah, His Nabi, and the believers. But then Allah used a singular expression. It's not a nahwa lesson here. Allah used a singular expression. Allah said, your friend is Allah and Nabi. Allah didn't say your friends. So there is inconsistency apparently between the word wali and who Allah has mentioned. وَلَمْ يُجْمَعَ الْوَلِيُّ وَإِنْ كَانَ الْمَذْكُورُ جَمَاعَةً تَنْبِيهًا عَلَىٰ أَنَّ الْوِلَايَةَ لِلَّهِ أَصْلٌ وَلِغَيْرِهِ تَبْعٌ وَلَوْ قِيلَ إِنَّمَا أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمُ اللَّهِ لَمْ يَكُنْ فِي الْكَلَامِ أَصْلٌ وَمَا تَبْعٌ. I wish you understood it in Arabic, my brother. I really wish you understood it in Arabic. So this is the beauty of the Quran, right? And I don't want to get started in that way because we won't talk on what we need to talk. Allah said, your friend is Allah, His Nabi, and the believers. And Allah didn't say your friends. So outwardly there is inconsistency, it's not been synchronized. Allama al-Nasafi writes, the reason why Allah did not make the word friend into plural, to indicate your actual friend is only Allah. Your actual friend is only Allah. تنبيها على أن الولاية لله أصل ولغيره تبعون. And of course your friend is Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam because of the proximity and the rank and the status that Allah has conferred upon him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَا حَمَلَتْ أُنْثَى وَلَا وَضَعَتْ مِثْلَ الرَّسُولِ. Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu said, study the annals of human history. No woman can boast and brag of conceiving a child and delivering a human like Amina radiallahu anha can boast. No woman in the annals of human history can boast and brag of conceiving an issue and a child and delivering a human like Amina radiallahu anha. Umm Ma'bad radiallahu anha, the very famous woman who enjoyed the privilege that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed through her tent on the journey of Hijrah, and she had the opportunity of looking and interacting with Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Ra'aytu rajulan zahir al-wada. I seen a man whose cleanliness was apparent. Ablaj al-wajhi, luminous face. Husnul khalqi, handsome disposition. لم تحبه ثجلة ولم تزر به صحلة. Neither was he blemished by a protruding belly, nor by an unusually small head. وسيمٌ, he was so handsome, كأن الحسن صار له سمة, as though his beauty became a symbol of identity. You say, you know that tall man? Hello, go lambo, I knew what karo. Then you say, hello, bichara jara bakko che. Right? And that's not how we should speak about. Hasbuka min safiyyata kada wa kada ta'ani qasira. When Aisha radiallahu anha said, or one of the spouses of the Nabi alayhi salam made reference to another one, but she's short. She's short. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aisha, I love you. And you are beloved to me. But that statement of yours, if it had to be given a liquid form and it had to be diluted in the water, it would contaminate the oceans of the world. And I always say, Aisha was pure, her lips were pure, her tongue was pure, but that particular statement was not wholesome. And an unpleasant statement from a person who was an embodiment of purity and pristine, if that had the potential of diluting, contaminating and polluting the water of the world, my existence is impure, my organs is impure, my anatomy is impure, and then when I blur like this, can you imagine what it's going to do to the world? Wasimun. He was so handsome, كَأَنَّ الْحُسْنُ صَارَ لَهُ سِمَى. سِمَى وَسَمَى. You know the nuhat? وَيُسَمَّى إِسْمًا لِسُمُوهِهِ عَلَىٰ قَسِيمَيْهِ لَا لِكَوْنِهِ وَسْمًا عَلَىٰ الْمَعْنَى. Where they debate Basriyin and Kufiyin regarding the motivation of ism. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِلْمُتَوَسِّمِينَ. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِلْمُتَوَسِّمِينَ. Allah says, in the destruction of the nations before you, there is a lot to tell you for people who read signs. My brother, there is a lot happening around you and I. If my eye is open and my ears are wide, there's too much happening around the world to jolt me, to shake me, to jerk me, to invigorate me, provided I'm reading signs. Provided I'm reading signs. If I'm a person who reads signs, then a lot has been said. Just a quick reflection in Surah Yasin. Allah speaks about His power, His might. We read it daily, but we don't reflect about it. So Allah says that He has the power and He has the might that He can snatch your vision. He can obliterate your vision. وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَطَمَسْنَا عَلَىٰ أَعْيُنِهِمْ فَاسْتَبَقُوا الصِّرَاطَ فَأَنَّا يُبَصِّرُونَ. وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ, and if we wanted, لَطَمَسْنَا, لَطَمَسْنَا أَعْيُنَهُمْ, we can obliterate their vision. وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَطَمَسْنَا عَلَىٰ أَعْيُنِهِمْ. Brothers, keep focus, keep focus. فَاسْتَبَقُوا الصِّرَاطَ.
Unfortunately, the sky is obstructing the bus route opposite. Can we please be removed? GV6 UEG. GV6 UEG. Jee, can you please remove the car immediately? The buses aren't able to pass. Jazakumullah.
Recite salawat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma. Zor sirah. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik wa zid wa tahannan wa tarahham ala habibina wa qudwatina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. So Allah says that if we want, we can blind you. وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَمَسَخْنَاهُمْ عَلَى مَكَانَتِهِمْ. And if we want, we can disfigure them. We can change their appearance on the place where they are. فَمَا اسْتَطَاعُوا مُضِيًّا وَلَا يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah can change you into a form and that also make you, you know, incapacitate you, make you disabled. Then you won't able to inch and you won't able to return. Now someone might perceive the disfiguring of humans to be remote and far-fetched. Like, you know, okay, it's there in the Quran, but we never heard a man slept as a human and got up as an ape. We never heard about that. I understand it's in the Quran, that's what you're saying. وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ Allah says. So, when Allah sounds a warning, it's a real threat, my brother. When Allah sounds a warning, Allah has the absolute authority to execute it. There are a lot of people that say, if I wanted that, I can do this. Okay, do it. No, I don't want to. Right? Nadar bin Harith said, لَوْ نَشَاءُ لَقُلْنَا مِثْلَ هَذَا لَوْ نَشَاءُ لَقُلْنَا مِعَوَى. We can also say Quran like this. We can also say Quran like this. I can speak like this. I can read like this. I can cook like this. I can do this. Yeah? So do it. No, not now. When Allah sounds a warning, it's real. So thereafter Allah says, وَمَن نُعَمِّرْهُ وَمَن نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسْهُ فِي الْخَلْقِ أَفَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Wow, wow, wow. Whoever we give prolonged life to, we reverse them in creation. Whoever we give prolonged life to, we reverse. Medical science talks of gerontology, the aging of the human body. So he becomes like how he was. He came without teeth, he leaves without teeth. He came with a diaper, he leaves with a diaper. He came without hearing development, he leaves hard hearing. وَمَنْ نُعَمِّرْهُ Whoever we give نُنَكِّسْهُ. We reverse him in creation. أَفَّلَا يَعْقِلُونَ Will they still not understand my power? Tafsir Uthmani, Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani in the Asha writes, the rub between this ayah and the previous ayah is that Allah is telling you, I can disfigure you. And a minor form of disfiguring is happening before you daily. Allah can magnify it to an advanced level, but on a small, on a micro, on a basic, on a common, on an average level, this minor form of disfiguring is happening before you. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِلْمُتَوَسِّمِينَ. There are signs in it for people who read signs. May Allah make us amongst those who respond and understand. Anyway, Nabi alayhi salam wasimun. قَسِيمٌ well-proportioned. فِي عَيْنَيْهِ دَعَجْ شِدَّةُ سَوَادِ الْعَيْنِ فِي شِدَّةِ بَيَاضِهَا. The pupil of his eye was dark, the area around was white. Abu Nu'aym makes mention of the narration in Hilya. Jubair ibn al-Nufayr says, we were sitting with Miqdad ibn Aswad when a person came and he said, Miqdad, can I look at your eyes? Because these eyes used to look at the eyes of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. تُوْبَالِ عَدَيْنِ الْعَيْنَيْنِ أَلَّتَيْنِ رَأَتَى رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهِ لَوَدِدْنَا أَنَّا رَأَيْنَا مَا رَأَيْتْ. Abu Nuhayya Abu Nu'aym makes mention, Jubair ibn Nufayr says, we were sitting and a person just came and he said, fortunate are these eyes that seen the eyes of Nabi alayhi salam. But like the Urdu poet said, Mahbub ko dekhna muhabbat ki shart nahi. Koi bin dekhe wo isqarni ban jata hai. Aur koi paas rehke bhi Abu Jahal banta hai. Mahbub ko dekhna muhabbat ki shart nahi. محبوب کو دیکھنا محبت کی شرط نہیں، کوئی دن دیکھے مسقرنی بن جاتا ہے. یاتی علیکم رجل من مراد ثم من قرن کان به برس فبرا منه الى موضع درهم. To see your beloved is not a prerequisite of love. Some without seeing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam became always Qarni, and others sat in front of him daily and remained Abu Jahl. Ara'aita, what does Allah say about Abu Jahl in the Quran? Kalla inna al-insana layatgha ar-ra'ahu istaghna inna ila rabbika ar-ruj'a. Kalla inna al-insana layatgha. Man's nature is he becomes arrogant, he rebels when he perceives himself to be independent and self-sufficient. From a child who's growing up through the different milestones, when he's got his muscles and he can flex it, I'm done with my parents. You take the political parties, pre-election, post-election. Pre-election, it's a begging bowl. Post-election, see you 4 years later. We're done. Kalla inna al-insan. How apt are the words of Allah? How apt are the words? Kalla inna al-insan la yatgha ar-ra'ahu istaghna. I heard from my ustad that Sulaiman alayhi salam was traveling and he heard some birds talking. And then he chuckled and he smiled. So those around him asked him, what's the story? He said, no, there is a bird proposing to a female, and he's thrilling her and impressing her. وَكَذَلِكَ كُلُّ خَاطِبٍ عِنْدَ الْخِطْبَةِ. At the time of proposal, what are the rich promises, and they throw, and I'll give you this, and I'll do that, and after that, وَسِيمٌ قَسِيمٌ فِي عَيْنَيْهِ دَعَجْ فِي أَشْفَارِهِ الْوَطَرِ. What were my opening comments? My brother, you look in your life, I look in my life. Am I articulate, proficient and profound when someone asks me about Nabi alayhi salam, or when they ask me about everyone else? It's bad enough that I am illiterate on the life of Nabi alayhi salam. But to exacerbate it, to compound it, to add salt to injury, I am well equipped on every other front. It's bad enough that I don't project the attributes of a believer. But to make it worse, unfortunately, I perfectly fit the profile of a disbeliever. So I don't have the sifat of a believer, but everything what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said of a munafiq, I have that. That makes it worse. It's like, one is I don't know anything. I'm illiterate on every front. No. People get personal when you talk about sports. What do you know? What do you know? Relax, brother, it's just a casual discussion. Neither you getting a cut, neither I'm getting anything. There's no royalties. You know, the old man is a good friend of mine. So he always updates me with all, you know, old stories and whatever, lal kitab. So he says, in my days. Now, he's a bit conceited, human nature. He says, when I was in school, I had a crush over a particular girl, and a friend of mine also had an infatuation over her. But time moved on, he says, now, whatever it was, fate, she liked me. Like, wow. You know? Some old people, they say, old but not cold. Amuk doha. So anyway, but in the end, she moved on her own way. So he said, 30 years later, we cross paths. So this friend walks in that way, and I'm sitting here. So I said, bye, look here. In the end, I didn't get her nor you. At least we can talk. You turning away from me, I'm turning away from you, but it's not like she's your wife or she married me. Like, why should we sustain the hostility when in the end neither of us got it? So the point I'm saying is that we lack the sifat of a believer. We lack the sifat of a believer, but unfortunately we embody the sifat of a munafiq. We don't know anything on the life of Nabi alayhi salam, and we know about everyone else. We know the details pertaining to the life of every other person. Fi ashfarihi waqaf. His blessed eyelashes were long. Fi lihyatihi kathafa. His beard was dense. Fi unuqihi sata. His blessed neck was long. In sanata fa'alayhi al-waqar. Wa in takallama sama wa alahu al-baha. I marvel at Umm Ma'bad in one meeting how she described Nabi alayhi salam. When Nabi alayhi salam was silent, he was enveloped in an aura of respect. And when he spoke, it was nothing but pearls. Some people, you know, what they say, my wife is cute when she's mute, and the husband is honey when he gives money. Some people are nice when they're silent, others are good. You met him? Yeah, he was silent. No, you must hear when that man talks. My brother, you'll be mesmerized. You'll be blown away. Yeah, brother. So some are awesome when they speak. Others are awesome when they're silent. Whether my Nabi was silent or he spoke, he was amazing. In fact, I often say, the most you can say, generally people are handsome when they're small, then he grows up, you know, huh. As he grows up, then he loses his beauty. Or some when they're small, they're not so handsome and beautiful, and as they evolve, they get beautiful. And some, you know, in the advanced age, they look nice, different. But the maximum beauty you can confer on a person is as long as he's alive. But what did Abu Bakr Siddiq say when he came to Nabi alayhi salam on the Monday when he went to Awadi to visit his other wife because there were symptoms of recovery, and he came back and the Nabi of Allah had passed on and the cloth was covered over his blessed face, and then he moved the cloth and he said, Tibta hayyan wa mayyita. Oh my Habib, you're the only human who was handsome when he was alive, and you're just so beautiful after you passed away. You are just so beautiful, oh my Habib. وَقَبَّلَهُ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ. And then Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu kissed Nabi alayhi salam between his eyes, and that's where we've kissed. Uthman bin Maz'un was the first muhajir who passed away in Medina, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed him between his eyes and said, إِلْحَقِي بِسَلَفِنَا. When Zainab radiallahu anha, and some narrations, Ruqayya, Majma'u al-Zawa'id, when she passed away, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, may you be linked up with Uthman bin Mad'un. So in samata fa alayhi al-waqar wa in takallama sama wa alahu al-baha huluw al-mantiq. Nabi alayhi salam's speech was so sweet that Umm Ma'bad says ka anna mantiqahu kharazatu nazmin yatahaddarna. Wow. It's like beads of a common necklace. Can you imagine the tashbih? See, when Allah speaks of the lads of Jannah, those that will be serving the food, Allah says, إِذَا رَأَيْتَهُمْ حَسِبْتَهُمْ لُؤْلُؤًا مَنْثُورًا وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثَمَّ رَأَيْتَ نَعِيمًا وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا. That when you look at them, they will look like pearls. Allama Nasafi writes in the tafsir, pearls are beautiful. But when you scatter them, it enhances the beauty. You know what? They talk of presentation. The food, you garnish it. You drizzle something over it. And then you present it. Sometimes the food is tasty, but the presentation is not good. Sometimes the presentation is amazing. Like most of these food outlets, if you look at that advert, that looks tastier than the real burger. The marketing is so profound. But when you indulge in the actual meal, it's like nothing to write home about. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثَمَّ رَأَيْتَ نَعِيمًا وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا. When you look at them, they look like pearls and scattered pearls. كَأَنَّ مَنْتِقَهُ خَرَزَاتُ نَظْمٍ يَتَحَدَّرْنَا لَهُ رُفَقَى يَحُفُّونَ بِهِ. And my mother said, you'll never find this man walking alone. He's got this amazing cavalcade and entourage of sahaba around him. He's got this. I read this quotation of one of the ulama and I was blown away by it. لَوْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مُعْجِزَةٌ إِلَّا أَصْحَابُهُ لَكَفَوْهُ فِي إِثْبَاطِ نُبُوَّتِهِ. If the Nabi, so Jalaluddin Suyuti has his whole kitab on the mu'ajizat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is amazing. But they say, if hypothetically the Prophet of Allah did not perform any supernatural action, nothing. He didn't split the moon, he didn't do anything. He only left behind the Sahaba. Then that was an adequate proof to establish the veracity of his prophethood. If the only miracle he left behind were his Sahaba. Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani writes in Tafsir Uthmani so amazing regarding the Ansar. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu kunu Ansar Allah. O you who believe, become the helpers of Allah. He said the Ansar were told, the Sahaba were told, become helpers. They made so much nusrat, ke inka naam par gaya Ansar. Wow. They were told help, help. They helped so much that their name became helpers. Wow. Ni'ma as-sahabatu man aawa wa man nasaru. Wa ni'ma as-sahabatu man lil-barri qad hajaru. Wa ni'ma sayyiduhum min ma'shari nujubin. فيهم عن الظلم والإجحاف مزدجروا فأمرهم شورى بينهم إذا احتمروا سلمان فيهم كما المقداد أو عمر هذا بلال لغير العرب منتسب وذا صهيب لآل الروم مشتهر كلاهما سيد بالله معتصم بالدين مستمسك بالطهر معتزر وكلهم صار بالإسلام ذا شرف وسؤدد عنه كل الجاه ينحدر نعم الصحابة من آووا ومن نصروا loose translation amazing indeed were the Ansar ونعم الصحابة من للبغي قد هجروا and no less impressive were the muhajirin. وَنِعْمَ سَيِّدُهُمْ مِنْ مَعْشَرِ نُجُبٍ And how do I begin to describe the profile of the Nabi who led these two groups? What do you say? If this was the muhajirin and the ansar, you see a sweet child, an adorable child, but who is your teacher? You see a great student, who is your teacher? Who is your tutor? Where were you school? Where were you? Can you imagine if this were Muhajir, who was the leader? وَنِعْمَ سَيِّدُهُمْ مِنْ مَعْشَرِ نُجُبٍ فِيهِمْ عَنِ الظُّلْمِ وَالْإِجْحَافِ مُزْدَجَرُ فَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ Wow, wow, my brain freezes. So Allah tells us in the Quran, make mashwara, right? Husband and wife, family, in your corporate, in all circles, institutions, sit down. From a simple matter to an advanced thing. You want to wean your child off. The Quran speaks about it. You want to wean your child off before 2 years due to the health of the mother or probably she's again in the family way. وَإِنْ أَرَدْتُمْ أَنْ تَسْتَرْضِعُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذَا سَلَّمْتُمْ مَا آتَيْتُمْ بِالْمَحْرُوفِ فَإِنْ أَرَادَ فِصَالًا عَنْ تَرَابٍ مِنْهُمَا وَتَشَاوُرٍ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا فَإِنْ أَرَادَ If husband and wife intend فِصَالًا to win the child off عَنْ تَرَابٍ with mutual understanding وَتَشَاوُرٍ with mutual consultation And don't argue. لا تضر والدتم بولدها ولا مولود له بولدي. Wow, what a golden principle. Don't inflict harm on the mother because of the child. Don't inflict harm on the father because of the child. So the context is in lactation and suckling of the child. But you can extend the implications of that ayah right across. So don't be tough and don't bar one parent from another. If the woman is unable to nurse and lactate her child, then as a father, don't impose on her. Don't impose on her. Her health is not allowing. Arrange for a wet nurse. The Quran speaks about it in Surah Baqarah. Her health is not allowing. That's the context of what the Mufassirin say. And on the other hand, if the woman can, then don't be difficult on the father and say, no, I don't want to. You find someone else and pay for it. Have mutual understanding. أَمْرُهُمْ شُورَ بَيْنَهُمْ Allah says, the pious consult. فَأَتَمِرُوا Make mashra. So, throughout the Quran, Allah says, make mashra. Can you imagine the group of Sahaba making mashra? Wow. Allah's Nabi Satin, Abu Bakr, Talha, Zubair, Saad, Abdul Rahman, Aws. Your brain freezes. فَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ إِذَا أَتَمَرُوا سَلْمَانُ فِيهِمْ كَمَ الْمِقْدَادُ أَوْ عَمَرُوا There was no racial discrimination. There was no old and new. Whether you were Salman from Persia, or you were Bilal, or you were Umar, everyone was given a common platform and podium. سَلْمَانُ فِيهِمْ كَمَ الْمِقْدَادُ أَوْ عَمَرُوا هَذَا بِلَالٌ لِغَيْرِ الْعُرْبِ مُنْتَسَبُ Bilal is lineage, ancestry, genealogy, is not of Arab. وَذَا سُحَيْبٌ لِآلِ الرُّومِ مُشْتَهَرُ. And Suhaib was connected to Rome, but كِلَاهُمَا سَيِّد بِاللَّهِ مُعْتَصِمْ بِالدِّينِ مُسْتَمْسِكْ بِالطُّهْرِ مُعْتَزَرْ وَكُلُّهُمْ صَارَ بِالْإِسْلَامِ ذَا شَرَفٍ وَسُعْدَدٍ عَنْهُ كُلُّ الْجَاهِ يَنْحَدِرُ. Anyway, he says, عَنْهُ كُلُّ الْجَاهِ. Come close to any Sahabi and you'll only get fragrance. You'll only get aroma. That's all. You come close to any companion, you'll only get itr, you'll only get fragrance, because that was the rich life that emanated from them. So Umm Mabit radiallahu anha said that لَهُ الرُّفَقَى يَحُفُّونَ بِهِ. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has this sahaba around him. إِنْ قَالَ إِسْتَمَعُوا لِقَوْلِهِ وَإِنْ تَبَادَرَ إِلَىٰ أَمْرِهِ وَإِنْ أَمَرَهُمْ تَبَادَرُوا إِلَىٰ أَمْرِهِ. If he instructs, they oblige. If he instructs, they oblige. And if he speaks, they listen. That was the condition of sahaba. Understanding what the poet said. Tu bejaan sa pattar bhi nahi hai. Tu bejaan sa pattar bhi nahi hai. Tu farishta aur payambar bhi nahi hai. Tu hilm ka chashma aur samandar bhi nahi hai. Par tu apne rab ki nigahon mein kamtar bhi nahi hai. Tu jo kuch bhi hai apni hadon ko pehchan. Tu rahman ke pakar se bahar bhi nahi hai. Tu jo kuch bhi hai apni hadon ko pehchan. Wow. Tu bechan sa patthar. You are not a lifeless object. You are not inanimate. You are not an angel or a prophet. You are not a fountain or an ocean of knowledge. But neither are you meaningless in the eyes of Allah. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. You are not meaningless in the eyes of Allah. There's value to you. There's meaning to you. Whatever you are, understand your boundaries. You are not outside the grip of Allah. يَا مَعْشَرَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِنِ اسْتَطَعْتُمْ أَن تَنْفُذُوا مِنْ أَقْطَارِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فَانْفُذُوا. الْأَمْرُ لِلْعِجْزِ. الْأَمْرُ لِلْعِجْزِ. All the group of insan and jinnat, show me what you can do. If you can transcend the parameters and you can trespass the boundaries of the heavens and the skies and disappear into thin air, then do it and show me. Do it. Run. Disappear. Ya ma'ashara al-jinni wal-insi in istata'tum an tanfudhu min aqtar. Aqtar is the plural of the word qutr. If you can go out and run out of the qutr, do it. Tanfudhu. Kids, you are helpless, you are hopeless. To jo kuch bhi hai apni hadon ko pehchan. Anyway, my brother, I'm saying to you, it's imperative, it's integral, it's vital that you and I learn and equip ourselves with the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam did not only have physical beauty, when you looked at his character, it was just so impressive. Some people, Zubair, you want to get married? Yeah, I know of a good girl, I know of a good boy. Very handsome, striking. Hey, but he's stung. By that you deal with it. He is very beautiful, she is gorgeous, he's awesome. You fall dead beauty, all the usual names that you can sit and use and describe. But in terms of character, I'm afraid. What they say in English? Reputation can get you a job, can get you married, but character will make you sustain the job. With reputation, you'll get married. But with reputation, you won't remain married. Now you need character to remain married. Reputation will get you a pose. Hey, I'm telling someone, he's got a reputation. Yeah, he's got a reputation. He'll get married, he'll get a job. But to sustain the job, you need character, my brother. You need real action. We are more concerned about our reputation than our character. Our reputation is nothing more than the perception of people about us. Whereas our character is what we are. How many a sister will phone? I'm having this problem. But my husband doesn't want to talk to you. Hey, you don't soil my name. Don't ever let anyone know what you know. Nobody must know what you know. Why? Because my reputation is at stake. My image is on the line. So many people have physical beauty. But when it comes to spiritual beauty, when it comes to action, it's different. What that guy said, my wife, she dresses to kill. And she cooks in the same way. Huh? She dresses to kill. And she cooks in the same way. Wallahi, when you study the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salam, you just have to cry and say that this is the Nabi of Allah. Let me ask you a simple question. We know that the Nabi of Allah is the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through Quran, through wahi, through revelation. What's the logical proof that he was the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How do you logically, rationally, intellectually, putting the scripture on hold momentarily, don't bring the intervention of any divine scripture. Logically, this is a human, this is a mortal. Give me a compelling argument to prove that this is a prophet. Hello, my brother, you know what I'm talking? Yeah, you guys are relaxed, right? We haven't started. The logical proof, my brother, is the character the Prophet ﷺ displayed. His demeanor, his disposition, his noble character will compel you to believe that a non-human cannot perform this. A non-human cannot. It's just beyond a non-prophet. A person who is not a prophet can never ever display such character. So the Prophet ﷺ is walking with him, he has his flock of sheep. Safwan bin Umayyah was a poor man who is looking. Yarmuku, that's the words of the narration. Ramaka yarmuku is to stare. Ramaka, yarmuk. So he is looking, he is looking. Sometimes you're driving a flashy car and a person on the side of the road is just looking envy. Yeah, look from far. And then his body language is وَلَا تَمَسُّوهَا بِسُوءٍ فَيَأْخُذَكُمْ عَذَابٌ قَرِيبٌ لُغَةُ الْجَسَدِ. His body language is, hey, don't touch. You'll be gripped by torment, divine. That's what was said for the people that don't interfere with the camel of Salih alayhi salam. Allah said, don't touch it with evil. You can see some people's body language. وَلَا تَمَسُّوهَا بِسُوءٍ وَلَا تَمَسُّوهَا بِسُوءٍ فَيَأْخُذَكُمْ عَذَابٌ قَرِيبٌ. But don't come close. Nabi Sassam is walking. He's got this flock of sheep. Safwan bin Umayyah is looking. Nabi Sassam seeing how impressed he was. He said, يُعْجِبُكَ مَا تَرَى يَا أَبَا وَهْبٍ. You like what you see? He's like, I love it. I just love it, man. This is just too good, man. What did the Nabi of Allah say? Have it. Have it? Yeah, have it. Ya qawm aslimu. Ma taabat nafsu ahadin bihada illa nafsu nabiyin. They say you're a prophet. Give me your hand. So Nabi Sassam said, what makes you say? He said, no human can display generosity and selflessness with such confidence other than a prophet. Even if he's a wealthy man, he say, by a rupini check me, man, I pound chair. Hasine rakhto. Allah, jarak duje. Omo mati check, lakwa mangla. Allah madad kare. Chal kei ni, masjid lo kaha rata ki kei ni, Allah na naam papri. Are chup pe ho, yaar. Neki ek ki usme bhi hazar nare. You like what you see? Take it. He took the flock. He went to his people. He said, I promise you this is a prophet. The way the man spent with such ease, comfort, generosity, selflessness. This is not a regular human. This is a prophet. And he hasn't come to take your money, he has come to give you. مَا طَابَتْ نَفْسُ أَحَدٍ بِهَذَا إِلَّا نَفْسُ نَبِيٍّ يَا قَوْمْ أَسْلِمُوا فَوَاللَّهِ إِنَّ مُحَمَّدًا. If you're a miser, my brother, Allah save me from miserness. A miser makes his own life miserable, makes his wife's life miserable, makes his children's life miserable. Wherever he is, he brings misery. A generous person is a happy man. His family is happy, his children is happy, his environment is happy, and he will live happy and die happy. And besides everything, Allah is happy with him. Allah is happy with him. Bukhal hasn't got place in Islam. Nabi alayhi salam's generosity, a woman came, read the narration, my mother is asking for your garment. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I don't have anything but what I'm wearing. When I have something else, I'll give. He comes back, my mother is saying, no, she wants what you're wearing. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam couldn't say no. Like how some of us can't say yes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam couldn't say no. He couldn't. तो मैं कुत्तू ला गया, अगुरू ला गया, नाइक नाइनी बोला. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went in and took out his garment. Allah speaks about it in the Quran. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave it, went inside, closed, sat down. Azan time was called out. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam couldn't come out. Bilal radiallahu anhu came, somebody came and asked, Ya Allah, can you imagine? I just go in my closet and I cry. Like this, people give me jackets, people give me this, and I sit and say, Ya Allah, how every time when the sun would set, always Qadli used to give the last piece of bread in charity. That used to say, Allahumma mamma tuju'an fala tu'akhidhni bihi. Allah, whoever died out of hunger today across the world, I sympathize with him, don't hold me to task. I gave my last piece of bread in charity. And whatever surplus clothing he went, he would give it in charity. Then he would say, Allahumma mamata uryanan fala tu'akhidhni. Allah, whoever died across the globe without clothing. When I was in Rohingya and we were distributing aid, that was the first time in my life I became conscious of shoes being a ni'mah. Wallah, 70% of the people didn't have shoes. I never came in my life valuing the shoe or the sandal that I wore like I came back after that. That 70% of people didn't have anything to put on their feet.
The verse was revealed, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ عُنُقِكَ وَلَا تَبَسُطْهَا كُلَّ الْبَسْطِ فَتَقْعُدَ مَلُومًا مَحْسُورًا وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ عُنُقِكَ كناية عن شدة البخل. And don't tie your hand up.
Then you get some people that they mind with other people's mind. You know, bukhal ke bhi darje hai. I was saying to some students who are graduating now, so they called me, I taught them, so they said, Ustad, we're graduating, give us some advice. So the Dora Jamaat came now. So, just about 2-3 weeks ago, so I said to them, I said, you know, what's happening now in the world is, the level of knowledge is not increasing, the level of ignorance is increasing. So people with basic knowledge are being perceived to be erudite scholars, profound ulama. But what's happening is not that they are more learned, is ignorance is becoming wider. So as I give a simple example, you're standing in a queue. There's 5 people in front of you and there's 5 behind you. So you're in the center. But after 10 minutes, there's 10 people behind you. After 15 minutes, now you say, hey, no, we're progressing. You're not progressing. The queue behind you is getting longer. You are where you are, my brother. You're stagnant. That's exactly where you are. We're stagnating. Knowledge is not increasing. The queue of jahalat is getting longer. So you think you're right in front. You're at the same place.
وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ عُنُقِكَ وَلَا تَبَسُطْهَا كُلَّ الْبَسْطِ.
And don't open your arms openly, totally. فَتَقْعُدَ مَلُومًا مَحْسُورًا. So that was the level of sahawa in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyway, I'm saying that let's take a look at the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Physical beauty we all know. The kuffar of Mecca, they had hostility against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had antagonism, they had hatred, they had discord, they had dislike. But when it came time to place their amana, they said, no, we'll leave it with you. Like, can you see the dichotomy, the conflicting attitude? لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَجِدُونَ فَفِي الْوَقْتِ الَّذِي كَانُوا يُكَذِّبُونَهُ وَيَزْعُمُونَ أَنَّهُ سَاحِرٌ أَوْ مَجْنُونٌ أو كذاب لم يكونوا يجدون في من حولهم من هو خير منه أمانة وصدقة، فكانوا لا يضعون أموالهم ولا حوائجهم التي يخافون عليها إلا عنده. So they said that they called the resources the most nasty things, you know, unthinkable, inconceivable, the most, you know, blasphemous of remarks they blurted against Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But when it came to time to leave their wealth, their belonging, their assets, they said, leave it with him. Dichotomous, conflicting, blatant contrast. I hate you, but keep my money for me, please. Right? In the 25th Jews, Allah speaks about the people in the time of Musa alayhi salam. And in Bayan al-Quran, this tawjih has been given there. That they called Sayyidina Musa everything nasty. To the point that when they want Musa alayhi salam to make dua to Allah, they say, hey, you magician Abu Musa. They were so habitual of saying, you're liar, you're imposter, you're, you know, whatever nasty words they would say, that at the point of imploring him to ask Allah for help, also they use a derogatory word. Please ask Allah to remove the azab. وَقَالُوا يَا أَيُّهَا السَّاحِرُ ادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ بِمَا عَهِدَ عِنْدَكَ إِنَّنَا لَمُرْتَدُونَ. See in Bayan al-Quran, this tawjih is mentioned. Some have given another explanation also, السَّاحِرَ عِنْدَهُمْ الْعَالِمِ. That's one tawjih. But in Bayan al-Quran, Hakim al-Umma mentions this here. So habitual. Suppose he calls you a derogatory, calls you something nasty, and then, sorry man, can you do me a favor? So they came and they left all their trust with Nabi alayhi salam after saying the most nasty things. You know what that speaks about character? It's just beyond me. وَهَذَا يَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ كُفْرَهُمْ وَتَكْذِيبَهُمْ لَمْ يَكُنْ بِسَبَبِ الشَّكِّ لَدَيْهِمْ فِي صِدْقِهِ وَإِنَّمَا بِسَبَبِ تَكَبُّرِهِمْ وَإِسْتَعْلَائِهِمْ عَلَىٰ الْحَرِ. And this is the proof that the denial of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not stem from doubt, but it stemmed from their arrogance. Because you come in and say, listen, you, I know I don't like you and we have issues, but I trust you the most. وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ إِنَّمْ. In another verse of the Quran, Allah says, فَلَا يُكَذِّبُ وَلَكِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ. قَدْ نَعْلَمُ إِنَّهُ لَيَحْزُنُكَ الَّذِي يَقُولُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يُكَذِّبُونَ. They're not denying you. They belying Allah. Now, you call me the most nasty things. Look at the character of Nabi alayhi salam. It's more intriguing, more riveting, more amazing, more mesmerizing. You come and leave all your trust with me. Okay, you left it, I'm keeping it. Circumstances in my life, I have to leave Makkah in the cover of night because you are plotting to kill me. It's a perfect time for me to be exempt and excused from returning your amana. Why should I be returning? I was listening to a talk show program on a radio station and they were debating this, and I found meaning to this argument, especially in how fickle life is and how volatile life is. And the question was that if a crisis hits your life, are you morally, ethically obliged and responsible to phone in at office or phone in and say, listen, you know what, there's a death. Listen, you know what, there's a tragedy. I won't show up. Or are you exempt and excused given the overwhelming nature of the crisis? This was the question. And the overwhelming view was that regardless what it is, in today's modern way of communication, you can drop an email, you can drop a line. Listen, can't make it tragedy, can't make it accident, can't make it whatever it is. It's a duty, so people can then institute the substitutive measures, whatever next step, so we know we don't anticipate you. Now imagine, these are the hostile infidels who have inflicted this pain on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they plot his assassination, and they put out a price of 100 camels, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has to leave in the cover of the night. فَإِنَّ الرَّسُولَ مَا كَانَ لِيَنْسَى عَنْ رَدِّ الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا حَتَّى وَلَوْ كَانَ فِي أَصْعَبِ الظُّرُوفِ الَّتِي تُنْسَى الْإِنسَانُ نَفْسَهُ فَضْلًا عَنْ غَيْرِهِ. At a time like this, you dash out of your house forgetting your own wallet. You dash out, listen, there's an accident, I think it's your brother, please come and identify bodies. You forget your own phone. You forget, you jump in the car without your own keys. The Nabi of Allah has to leave in the cover of night and he's returning the amana to those who are plotting his assassination. Like, where do you begin? Where do you begin to understand? The question is, my brother, we can talk till the cows come home, as they say. What have I executed or exhibited? Zainul Abideen, Ali ibn Hussein ibn Ali. He came out of the masjid. So someone sabbahu wa balagha fi sabbihi. He started telling him, you're nasty like this. He said, went to the brother, and he said, Ma sutira alayka min amrina akthar. What you told me is the little you know about me, I'm worse than that. Then he took out 5,000 dirhams and gave it to him. He said, you have to be the grandson of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ashhadu annaka min awladil Mustafa. Ashhadu, you have to be in the bloodline of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Character like this, you have to be coming. I'm saying, have I or have you done any one action that Thomas, Peter or John had to say, you have to be the man following Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Did I do one thing? Did I do one thing? Not to bring glitter to Islam. I always say, we cannot brighten Islam. We have to undo the dilution that we put on it. It's got its own glitter. You don't need me and you to shine it. Islam is a shine by itself, my brother. What an insult. No, you bring glory. How can I bring glory or glamour to Islam? Islam brings glory to me. Islam brings honor to me. But what I can do is undo the negative perception, stereo, and tarnishing, soiling, and blemishing which we have done over the period of time. Nabi alayhi salam puts Ali radiallahu anhu in place. This goes to him, this goes to him, this goes to him. Sometimes when we climb too high, then we forget about the basics of Islam. Then we ignore children. Then we snub. When Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu became the Khalifa, then some girls were in the neighborhood. They made a remark, Al-an la tuhlabu lana manaihu darina. Now is Abu Bakr Khalifa. He won't milk our goats. He won't milk our goats. He's great. He's right there on top. So Abu Bakr said, what did you say, my girl? He said, no. What you said? We just said, now you're right on top. Now you are the spokesman of the spokesman. Yeah. You contact the office of the officer. Yeah. So you drop a line to the spokesman, and then it gets relayed. So, you know what? Untouchable. Lamisas. I'm optimistic from Allah that the post that Allah gives me will not change my relation with the ordinary citizen. That's why when Sayyidina Abu Bakr made Umar radiallahu anhu Khalifa, so someone said that he's so stern when you are alive. What will happen when you pass away? He said the burden of Khilafah will soften Umar up. The burden of Khilafah will soften Umar up. If he displays justice, then that's what I was hoping for. وَإِن بَدَّلَ وَجَارَ فَالْخَيْرَ أَرَدْتُ. Wow. If he displays justice, then that's what I'm hoping for. And if things pan out otherwise, Allah knows my intentions were noble. And did Umar deliver? And did Umar deliver? No, he didn't deliver. He took it above expectation. He took it above expectation. And I marvel when he was in the throes of death, and he said, I don't know who to appoint. So Ibn Abbas said, but so and so, so. And you're talking of an error with his veterans of Badr and Umar, of Badr and Uhud. And Abu Umar said, I don't know who to appoint. Hello? Like there are people who participated in Hudaybiyah, the narration of Bukhari. Antum khayru ahlil ard. 1400, you are the noblest humans that inhabit Mother Earth today. Around the globe, there's nobody more noble than you. And Umar is like, I didn't even say put no man. So then he said, Ibn Abbas, you know what it takes to be a leader. You know what it takes to be a leader. قَوِيٌ مِّنْ غَيْرِ عَنْفٍ لَيِّنٌ مِّنْ غَيْرِ ضَعْفٍ تَوَّادٌ مِّنْ غَيْرِ صَرْفٍ أُمْسُكٌ مِّنْ غَيْرِ بُخْلٍ. Wow, you can write it, you can engrave it. I don't know what to say about these words. It needs someone who's strong but not harsh. Someone who's soft but not weak. Someone who's generous but not extravagant. Someone who withholds but doesn't mise. And that's what Umar delivered on. He was on the minbar, man. My time is going. And then Salman Farsi came out and he said, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu. And he said, Ayyuhan nas, isma'u wa ati'u. People listen. So Salman radiallahu anhu stood up. He said, La sam'a wa la ta'a. Umar, we said, listen and oblige. We're not listening and we're not obeying. So he said, why? He said, because from the spoils of the war, we all got one piece of cloth, you got two. My mind is running in different directions. Put my anxiety to bed and then I'll listen to you. Wow, 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 wow. These were our glory days. He said, Abdullah, come. Come, my son Abdullah. Abdullah came. He said, answer Salman radiallahu anhu. He said, I gifted my father my cloth. So the lower one is mine, the upper one is my father's. Salman said, now speak. Now we're listening to you. Now we're listening to you.
ومضى وخلى الأمر شورى بينهم في الأمر فاجتمعوا على عثمان ويل لمن قتل الحسين فإنه قد باء من مولاه بالخسران لسنا نكفر مسلما بكبيرة والله ذو عفو وذو غفران.
Anyway, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam returned the amana of every person. How am I? I could be right on the top, but how am I? And I'm saying to myself, I keep on thanking my father and may Allah bless him. Every day he reminds me, even now when I got here, we have this family chat and he sends us those reminders. And I keep on saying, this is a ni'mat to Allah on us. The day you are in your life when nobody is telling you, my brother, that's the recipe of destruction. Wahi came on my Nabi till his last breath. So how do I reach a point in my life where no one tells me? How do I come to a point where nobody tells me? Wahi was on my Nabi till the last. وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ وَرَحْمَتُهُ لَهَمَّتْ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ أَن يُضِلُّوكَ. They had other agendas. Allah rescued you. إِذَنْ لَتَّخَذُوكَ خَلِيلًا. Then they would have made you your friend. But we rescued you. You must see how the ulama speak on the isma. La qad kitta tarkanu ilayhim shay'an qalilan. I can't tell you what's in the ayah. I cannot. It's too academic. It's just beyond me to explain the exoneration, the isma, the innocence of a Nabi. That we rescued you, and if it was not, then Allah didn't say, Tarkanu kitta, kitta, kada. Tarkanu ilayhi shay'an, qaleela. It's academic, brother. If you know it, alhamdulillah. Just... Right? So, amana. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to Abu Bakr. So, Abu Bakr also wants to make hijrah. So, he tells Abu Bakr, لا تعجل لعل الله يجعل لك صاحبا. Abu Bakr, you don't go for hijrah now. Maybe Allah has got a special friend for you to travel with. Wow. 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 May my parents be sacrificed for you, Abu Bakr. May my parents be sacrificed for you, Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr, you don't go now. I don't know. Looks like maybe. Who knows? I think he's so shy. Allah has got somebody for you. Allah says, when you give talaq ya raji. لا تدري لعل الله يحدث بعد ذلك أمرا. لا تدري لعل الله يحدث بعد ذلك. You don't know. Maybe Allah turns things afterwards. An expression. In the Quran, whenever Allah speaks about Jannah, then mostly Allah Ta'ala speaks about, I got a surprise for you. Human nature is, we like a surprise. And I always say in marriage, we need to break monotony and we need to surprise one another. Because, you know, otherwise the cycle is the same, the rhythm is the same, and then that it kind of brings monotony into the equation. So when Allah speaks about Jannah and the bounties of Jannah, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُ الْحُسْنَ وَزِيَادَةً. Those who do good, we have good for them, and we've got something extra. This is a Quranic expression.
لهم ما يشاءون فيها ولدينا مزيد. لهم ما يشاءون فيها.
And for them in Jannah is what they want, and we got something extra.
The Mufassirin say all these expressions of extra, abundance, secret is an indication to the pinnacle of ecstasy, the height of euphoria, and that is when the occupant of Jannah will be endowed with the sight of Allah.
فَبَيْنَمَا هُمْ فِي عَيْشِهِمْ وَسُرُورِهِمْ وَأَرْزَاقُهُمْ تَجْرِي عَلَيْهِمْ وَتُقْسَمُوا إِذَا هُمْ بِنُورٍ سَاطِعٍ أَشْرَقَتْ لَهُ بِأَقْطَارِهَا الْجَنَّاتِ لَا يُتَوَهَّمُوا تَجَلَّى لَهُمْ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ جَهْرًا تَجَلَّى لَهُمْ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ جَهْرًا فَيُسَلِّمُ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ.
Allah himself will present himself and as it befits his majesty, and Allah will then greet salamun, everywhere peace from Allah, from amongst themselves, from the angels.
وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ سَلَامٌ قَوْلًا مِّن رَّبِّ الرَّحِيمِ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوًا وَلَا تَأْثِيمًا إِلَّا قِيلًا سَلَامًا سَلَامًا وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ طَيِّبِينَ يَقُولُونَ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ ادْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ بِمَا كُنتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ.
So can you imagine Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Abu Bakr, you don't go now. Maybe Allah's got someone for you to travel with. لَا تَعْجَلْ لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلُ لَكَ صَاحِبًا. Then came the night. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Abu Bakr, Allah has given me ijazah, we're traveling. He started crying out of joy.
وَرَدَ الْكِتَابُ بِنَ الْحَبِيبِ بِأَنَّهُ سَيَزُورُنِي فَاسْتَعْبَرَتْ أَجْفَانِي غلب السرور علي حتى أنني من فرط ما قد سرني أبكاني يا عين صار الدمع عندك عادة تبكين من فرح ومن أحزاني.
My brother, I said in my opening comments and I'm saying again, what were the words of the poet? Fasihan, either ask yourself in your 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. Somebody puts you, I got nothing, I'm not quantifying myself, my brother, I know nothing. I've said this and I'll say it again. It's the kindness of Allah, the blessings and the du'as of my parents that Allah has allowed me to speak. I am not here to quantify or advocate myself. But my question to him is, in whatever group, sphere, skill you have, how many hours can you speak? And when it comes to Allah and His Nabi, how much can you flow? How much can you flow? How much can you talk about? Ask a man the daughters of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he doesn't know. Ask a man the children of Nabi alayhi wa sallam, he doesn't know. Ask a person the date of Hijrah. Basic elementary aspects in the life of Nabi alayhi wa sallam.
So Abu Bakr started crying. The poet said, وَرَدَ الْكِتَابُ مِنَ الْحَبِيبِ بِأَنَّهُ سَيَزُورُنِي.
I received a letter from my beloved that he will visit me.
فَاسْتَقْبَرَتْ أَجْفَانِي.
So I started crying.
غَدَبَ السُّرُورُ عَلَيَّ حَتَّى أَنَّنِي مِنْ فَرْتِ مَا قَدْ سَرَّنِي أَبْكَانِي.
I became so happy due to that euphoria and that excitement, I actually started crying.
يَا عَيْنُ صَارَ الدَّمْعُ عِنْدَكِ عَادَةً تَبْكِينَ مِنْ فَرَحٍ وَمِنْ أَحْزَانِي.
Oh, I, what's the matter with you? You're crying out of joy and out of pain.
So anyway, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is privileged. Nabi alayhi salam and Abu Bakr leave. They leave on this journey of Hijrah. There's too many things that have happened. I want to fast forward to certain points. I told you my opening comments, the beauty of the appearance. We're talking of the beauty of the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salam. The narration of Musnad Ahmad. كَانَ فِي طَرِيقِهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِالْقُرْبِ مِنَ الْمَدِينَةِ لِلصَّانِ مِنْ أَسْلَمْ. They were two thieves, thugs, from the Aslam tribe. On Nabi Sassam's route going to Medina, Nabi Sassam met up with them. They said, these are highway robbers here, they always looting, stealing, abducting. فَقَصَّدَهُمَا النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Nabi Sassam went up to them. وَعَرَضَ عَلَيْهِمَا الْإِسْلَامِ. And he presented Islam to them. فَأَسْلَمَا. They accepted Islam on the journey of Hijrah. And I'll tell you something that the ulama have written so amazing. So, ثُمَّ سَأَلَهُمَا عَنْ إِسْمَيْهِمَا. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked them, what's your names? They said, نَحْنُ الْمُحَانَان. Musnad Ahmad. Well, we are Muhanan. Muhanan means disgraced. Many years ago, one Jamaat went to Brazil and they came back to South Africa and they gave a report. Said, we went to one brother's house, so two sons came out. I asked him, what's your name? He said, Khairul Bariyah. Your name, Sharrul Bariyah. Khair al-Bariyah means the best of creation, Sharr al-Bariyah means the worst of creation. He said, what? He said, no, we take our names from Quran. Look at our names from Quran. I still remember that. Khair al-Bariyah, Sharr al-Bariyah. So he said, what's your name? Musnad Ahmad, Nahl al-Muhanan. We are disgraced people. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no, bal antuma al-mukraman. We live in a cyber world today. We live in a world where children are suffering a low self-esteem. We live in a world where children are suffering an inferior complex. We hear constantly that children are plotting suicide. They're finding accomplice on the net. They're suffering a stigma. They're feeling inferior. Nabi Sassam always lifted the spirits of people. Nabi Sassam always empowered people. Nabi Sassam always gave hope, courage, motivated. He never said anything that was, condescending, derogatory, that would compromise the self-esteem, that would damage the... constituting someone in the eyes of Allah, because it's distorted by my own calculation. So both are arguing, they're on the receiving end, and the opposite is inflicting. That's for Allah to decide. You ask the person, hey, I met so and so, mashallah, he's working for you? We're working, man. Carrying the man, doing him a favor. We say, rather employ our Muslim people, inshallah, he'll give zakat, we'll get sawab. No, man. Okay, then you meet him, you meet the employee, and you say, where are you working? We're working for him. I'm running the floor, brother. Where you think he's going to be doing this? China and Dubai if I'm not there. But whatever it is, we do it for Allah, they pay us patents, but never mind, Allah will reward us. So the employee says he's running the floor. He's operating the whole thing. The employer says, I'm carrying the man. أَتَصْبِرُونَ وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ بَصِيرًا. You ask him, he's like, careful, brother. It's because of me the boss can move around, man. We looking after it. But anyway, they don't pay us anything. But shukr, we don't complain. That's the reality. What an ayah. وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ. So anyway, Nabi Sassam asked him, what's your name? He said, نَحْنِ الْمُحَانَانِ. We disgrace. Nabi Sassam said, Bal antuma al mukraman. No, your name is honorable. Your name is honorable. Empower, give people good names. Give them good titles. Give them nice, pleasant names, which have positive omens, which have positive. Nabi Sassam didn't believe in tasha'un, but he believed in tafa'un. Nabi Sassam didn't believe in tasha'un, but he believed in tafa'un. Tasha'un is bad omen. La sha'un of Islam, the version of Muslim. There's no bad omen, superstition. The geyser is leaking, the black cat came, the owl is there, and burloon, underloon, no, not all that. But yes, good omen. Nabi Sassan believed in deducing. So Bukhari Sharif, Kitab al-Sharif, first volume, negotiations are robust. with the disbelievers. No breakthrough. And then came Suhail. Oh, Suhail came. Suhail. Suhail could mean a star, could mean a soft man, could mean ease. So Nabi Sassam deduced from the name Suhail that now ease has come into the matter. Ease has come into the matter. There's so many occasions when Nabi Sassam would take a good name. When Hassan radiallahu anhu was born, Nabi Sassam said, Ali, what's his name? He said, Harb. Harb. Read, we don't know this. We know, I don't even say the names, man. We know the detailed life of other people. And Harb, Harb means war, battle, Abul Harb. Nabi Sassam said, no, Ali. My grandson's name is Hassan. But let me qualify that, you know, as you do, Nananu Hapche Namra Kwanu. That was Nabi Sassam, brother. That was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You know what? Yeah. Hey, Maul Sahib, Africa, the Awela Mani Yache. Hey, video, you have to be Nananu Hapke Wai. Nananu Hapke Wai. Nananu Hapke Wai. Abu Bakr Jassas has written in his tafsir that anyone can name the child, give the right name. Abu Bakr Jassas has written in his tafsir under this ayah that the mother of Maryam named Maryam. وَإِنِّي سَنَّيْتُهَا مَرْيَمْ. So from that it's perfectly fine with the mother names. And under that he writes, don't debate who. The important thing is give the right name. Then Hussain radiallahu anhu was born. Nabi Sassam said, Ali, what's the name? He said, Har. Nabi Sassam said, no, Hussain. تأوه قلبي والفؤاد كئيب وأرق نومي فالسهاد عجيب فمن مبلغ عني الحسين رسالة وإن كرهتها أنفس ذبيح بلا جرم كأن قميصه صبيغ بماء الأرجوان خضيب فللسيف إغوال وللرمح رنة وللسيف من بعد إغوال نحيب تزلزلت الدنيا لآل محمد وكادت لهم سم الجبال تذوب. It's an amazing couplet of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. Then a third son was born, Muhsin, who passed away. Nabi Sassan said, Ali, what's the name? He said, Harb. Nabi Sassan said, you're not going to get this. It's Muhsin. And the Magda is the same. Hassan, Hussein, Muhsin. Husn, goodness. Anyway, khair, give people good names. Give people good names. It has a positive effect. Nabi Sassan believed in tafa'ul, taking a positive omen from things, not negative. Superstition, there's nothing like that in Islam. Tasha'un, shu'um. But yes, tafa'ul, there are so many occasions and there are other narrations as well. The ulama write, وَفِي إِسْلَامِ هَذَيْنِ النِّسَيْنِ مَعَمَا أَلِفَاهُ مِنْ حَيَاةِ الْبَطْشِ وَالنَّهْبِ وَالسَّلْبِ دَلِيلٌ عَلَى سُرْعَةِ إِقْبَالِ النُّفُوسِ إِلَى اتِّبَاعِ الْحَقِّ إِذَا وُجِدَ مَنْ يُمَثِّلُهُ بِصِدْقٍ وَإِخْلَاصٍ. The proof that people can accept Islam like this, who are thugs, who are thieves so readily, is a proof that human nature is ready to embrace, provided the man who presents it knows how to do it. The man who knows how to do it. Kisi ki nazar mein achche the, kisi ki nazar mein bure the, iqbal haqeeqat mein jo jaisa tha, hum uski nazar mein waise the. Each person sees with his own lenses. Each person does according to his own thing. In Tafsir al-Uthmani, Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani has written, the right word, with the right approach, at the right time, in the correct language, has to have an effect. If it doesn't, either you've lost all or you lost one. وَفِي إِسْلَامِ هَذَيْنِ النِّسَّيْنِ مَعَمَا أَلِفَاهُ مِنْ حَيَاةِ الْبَطْشِ وَالنَّهْبِ وَالسَّلْبِ دَلِيلٌ عَلَى سُرْعَةِ إِقْبَالِ النُّفُوسِ إِلَى اتِّبَاعِ الْحَقِّ إِذَا وُجِدَ مَنْ يُمَثِّلُهُ بِصُدْقٍ وَإِخْلَاصٍ. These are thieves and thugs. But when the truth was presented, right, the father said to his son, oh my son, watch your steps. So their dad is like, dad, you better watch yours. I'm following behind you. Watch what you do. Now, children pay more attention to what we do than say. They're not registering what we say in as much as they are registering our actions. What we do, and that's precisely what they capture in. Now, the ulama say, Nabi alayhi salam made hijra. كانت الهجرة النبوية على النحو الذي كانت. Nabi Sassam made hijrah, everything, the regular way. Jazakallah khair. فَلَمْ يُرْسِلِ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لَهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْبُرَاقِ لِيُهَاجِرَ عَلَيْهِ مَعَ أَنَّ الرَّسُولَ فِي يَوْمِ هِجْرَتِهِ أَحْوَجُ إِلَى الْبُرَاقِ مِنْهُ فِي أَيِّ يَوْمٍ آخَرٍ لأن القوم يتربصون به هنا ولم يكن هناك تربص في ليلة الإسراء. I was blown away by this analogy of the ulama. When Nabi saw some made hijra, Allah didn't send a burraq. When he went for Mi'raj, Allah sent a burraq. Outwardly, apparently, logically, rationally, you than the night of Mi'raj, because on the day of hijra, the enemy was in ambush. They were waiting to strike. They were waiting to pounce. So he had to take alternative. He had to camouflage. And on the night of Mi'raj, there was nothing. So what's the hikmah? Well, hikmah is fi dhalik. And that's what I'm saying. Study our deen, my brother. Study it. The ulama have unpacked every aspect of the life of Nabi alayhi salam. And they have gone into the hikmah and the wisdom. You just sit and, ya Allah, one human's life in so much detail. Why did Allah not send a divine conveyance for the journey of Hijrah? Well, hikmah fi dhalik. Wallahu a'lam anna al-hijrata marhalatun tabi'iyyatun min marahil tatawwur ad-da'wa wa wasilatun min ahammi wasa'il nashriha wa tablighiha wa lam takun khassatan bi rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bal kana ghayruhu min al-mu'minina mukallafin biha حيث قطع الإسلام الولاية بين المهاجرين وغير المهاجرين القادرين على الهجرة وأما رحلة الإسراء والمعراج فالرحلة من أولها إلى آخرها خوارق ومعجزات فناسب أن تكون وسيلتها مشابهة لغايتها. واه. Why did Allah send a buraq on the journey of Hijrah on the night of ascension? Because the journey of ascension to the heavens was miraculous from inception to culmination. From the word go, it was just miraculous. It was just supernatural. It was just outside the ordinary. You know, and then in Tafsir al-Uthmani, it's written under the Surah al-Qamar that people argue that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't split the moon. He said, no man, how can you split the moon? That's not common. So Allama Shabir Ahmad al-Uthmani writes so beautifully. That's why you call it a miracle, because it's not common. Look, kya te kahiye? But isme to usko maajiza bolte. So no, but this is strange. That's why you call it maajiza. Accident happened. You should have been driving there. Well, that's why we say accident. That's exactly why we say accident, not deliberate. Yeah, but if you kept to your speed, yeah, exactly. That's why we say accident. That's why we call it accident. Because if everything was in order, they wouldn't have collided. I don't know, my brother, I have nothing good to me, but I can tell you one thing, I love reading Quran and Hadith, and my hours can run away, my Allah knows. Oh, I cannot tell you, if I find a poem, and I find something, I can sit and my night can go, and I will sit in my lounge and read and read, and I can cry and cry, and just thank Allah from beginning to the end for giving me Islam. I don't know how to thank my Allah for this. It's a excitement in me, I cannot tell you, to just sit and read, understand and convey I'm grateful to Allah. Like really, our passion for our faith has not been kicked in, it hasn't been activated. And then people have dead aspirations in this world, man, dead aspirations. Like really, is this a goal? Are you serious? You're kidding me, you're having a laugh. So, Mi'raj was miraculous from inception to culmination. In the journey of Hijrah, وَالْحِكْمَةُ فِي ذَلِكُ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْهِجْرَةَ مَرْحَلَةٌ طَبِيعِيَّةٌ مِّنْ مَرَاحِلِ تَطَوُّرِ الدَّعْوَةِ وَوَسِيلَةٌ مِّنْ أَهَمِّ وَسَائِلِ نَشْرِهَا وَتَبْلِيغِهَا. That Hijrah was not exclusive to the Nabi alayhi salam. It was to everyone else as well. So the Nabi of Allah was put through the challenges of Hijrah so the Ummah can follow and learn from it as well. بل كان غيره صلى الله عليه وسلم من المؤمنين مكلفين بها حيث قطع الإسلام الولاية بين المهاجرين وغير المهاجرين القادرين على الهجرة. So at that time it was a sin, it was a crime, it was an offense
not to migrate. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَهَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا those who bring iman وَهَاجَرُوا and they migrate وَجَاهَدُوا and they strive in the path of Allah بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ with their wealth and their belongings وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آوَوْا وَنَصَرُوا and those who gave them amnesty and aided them أُولَٰئِكَ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ they are helpers to each other, they are guardians to each other, they are custodians to each other, they are well-wishers to each other. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا those who brought iman وَلَمْ يُهَاجِرُوا and they did not migrate. At that time migration was a prerequisite. It was a symbol of the completion of your faith. مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ وَلَايَتِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى يُهَاجِرُوا there's no relation of inheritance or any bond until they migrate. وَإِنْ اسْتَنْصَرُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ فَعَلَيْكُمُ النَّصْرُ But if they ask you to help, you have to aid them. However, if they ask you to help them against a tribe with whom you have an agreement, then don't help your Muslim brother against that non-Muslim tribe because you made an agreement of peace with them. This is deen, my brother. It's not what I think. وَإِنْ اسْتَنْصَرُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ فَعَلَيْكُمُ النَّصْرُ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُمْ مِيثَاقٌ So Allah speaks about the muhajireen. So I'm now kind of getting to my topic. I'm getting to my topic, my brother. Inshallah, you tell me how much muscle and clout you got. If you burnt out, call it a day. If you got stamina, inshallah, we run still. You know the reality, my brother, may Allah bless you all. Someone told Abu Hazim, Zid lana min maw'idatik. We enjoin your advices, tell us more and more. He said, In kunta min ahli al-istijaba, faqad qultu laka ma fihi al-kifaya. If you're a person who practices, then adequate has been told to you in your life. You don't need to hear more. So much has been told is enough for you. وَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْإِسْتِجَابَةِ فَمَا يَنْبَغِي أَنْ أَرْمِيَ عَنْ قَوْسٍ لَيْسَ لَهَا وَتْرٌ And if you're not a nation that heeds the message, then why should I keep on releasing a different arrow when I'm not hitting target? I'm emptying my entire quiver out. أَخْرُ سَحْمٍ فِي كِنَانَةِ الْمُلُوكِ آخری تیر بادشاہ کے ترکش میں اب پورا ترکش خالی کر دیا لیکن وہ نشانہ نہیں another one and I'm not hitting anything. So if we are a nation who heeds, then adequate has been told, my brother. Anyway, so I was saying to you that what were we talking about? La ilaha illallah. Hijrat, the muhajirin. Allah speak of this. If at the point I want to speak on is the brotherhood that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam created. The mu'aha, like unprecedented, beyond words. So what are the sifat that's going to unite us? Today everybody is chanting the slogan, we need to be united. But unfortunately, every step we take is disuniting us. So we're talking, we need to get together, we need to have mu'abbah. Mu'abbah, ummah means mu'abbah. Correct, point taken, valid, merited. Accepted. But the measures we're instituting is not helping muhabbah, is creating dissension amongst us and division amongst us. So Allah speaks about the muhajirin. Then we look at the ansar. لِلْفُقَرَاءِ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَأَمْوَالِهِمْ يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا First quality, Allah speaks apart from the fact that they were expelled from the land, they were sincere. يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا My brother, if you're sincere in what you do, your cause will prosper. But if you're not sincere in what you do, your cause will not prosper. In English they say, it's better to die for a cause that will live than to live for a cause that will die. It's better to live for a cause. It's better to die for a cause that will live. I die, but the cause can go on. Than to live for a cause that will die. What was the quality of the muhajirin? They were sincere. And you know what's important, my brother? May Allah give me tawfiq, may Allah give you. For unity, doubt your ikhlas and trust the ikhlas of others. The day you reverse it, We're not saying people don't have ikhlas, but the way they're doing things, I don't think there's ikhlas in it. Gone. Gone. You've rocked the boat of this ummah. You've rocked the boat of this ummah. Leave people with their understanding. As long as he hasn't done something that's blatantly wrong and brazenly wrong, there is a fiqhi perspective of jawaz in it. Kul kullu ya'malu ala shakilati. Farabbukum a'lamu biman huwa ahda sabila. Kul kullu mutarabbisun fatarabbasu. Allah knows. Don't judge. Doubt your ikhlas. And I do. And I keep on telling the students, when you study deen, then tell others, نَبَّرَ اللَّهُ مْرَأَنْ. And tell yourself, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُؤَيِّدُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِالرَّجُلِ الْفَاجِرِ. Now we tell others, alright, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُؤَيِّدُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِالرَّجُلِ الْفَاجِرِ. It's a long hadith. I don't go into academics. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah can promote deen at the hands of evil people also. So being in the service of deen is not necessarily a guarantee of your nobility, because many a times Allah can promote deen at the hands of evil people. And there's an incident in Hunayn where a person was very active and fighting, and then ultimately he claimed his own life and committed suicide. So the Sahaba got like really alarmed by this here. Was doing so much good that he had a bad ending. And that's when the Messiah said, now tell everybody that Allah can help promote and advance the cause with evil people. So now, I need to tell that to myself, not to others. Today, Hindu, is Allah not promoting deen through me? And tell other people that the malaika are spreading the wind for you. Now, I'm telling you the other way around. So my brother, the first thing Allah gives me, tawfiq, Allah, doubt your ikhlas. I doubt my ikhlas. And believe others have ikhlas. There's a verse of the Quran, and my mind is running, I'll try and say it quickly. So there were some high profile people that came and sat with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or they wanted to sit with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And they said, must move the poor Sahaba out. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't entertain it. He didn't entertain it. Just the thought crossed his mind, and then Allah revealed the verse. They said, we'll meet with you, prominent, but clear the poor people out. So Allah revealed, وَلَا تَطْرُدِ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ مَا عَلَيْكَ مِنْ حِسَابِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ وَمَا مِنْ حِسَابِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. I was blown away when I read the tafsir in Bayan al-Quran of this year. So do not chase away those who worship Allah morning and evening. Listen to this here. Ulama will appreciate it, but inshallah I'll simplify it. Coming back to the same point, doubt yourself. Don't doubt other people's ikhlas. Unite the ummah by believing others are doing the right. I'm saying, of course, I'm qualifying my statement. Something is brazen, blatantly wrong. Then it's a separate thing. But if there is a perspective and there is permissibility and there is a viewpoint which is also in keeping, then respect it. Don't doubt it. Don't attack it. That's going to divide us. مَا عَلَيْكَ مِنْ حِسَابِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ وَمَا مِنْ حِسَابِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. You are not accountable for them, and they are not accountable for you. This is what Allah tells Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So don't chase the poor Sahaba out. Keep them here. And because the prominent kuffar said that, no, you know what? These poor people are just coming here with ulterior motives. They're not sincere. They got other intentions. So Allah said, you leave them here. If those people want to come, they come. Why the poor are here? Then Allah said, you are not responsible for their internal condition. They are not responsible for your internal condition. So in Bayan al-Quran, Hakim al-Ummah raises the question. We understand that Allah says, you are not responsible for their internal condition. That means don't probe the ikhlas. Don't check in it. But why did Allah make nafi that they are not responsible for your condition? Iski nafi ki kya hikmat? I hope people are understanding what I'm talking here. مَا عَلَيْكَ مِنْ حِسَابِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ وَمَا مِنْ حِسَابِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Right. See, Bayan al-Quran, Hakim al-Ummah. Allahu Akbar. It's possible that a Nabi has to probe the sincerity of his ummati. But it's not possible that an ummati has to probe the condition of his Nabi. It's possible that a ustad has to say, okay, let me see, what's in your heart here? It's not possible that a student says, ustad, what's in your heart? It's possible a father had to ask his child, what you thinking? First, you tell me what you thinking. Tamara magasma will recharge you for the money. So the other way is not possible. So that's mutayakkan, this is mawhoom. Hello. This is The Nafi here is mutayakkan. It's not possible at all that the Ummah, I'm quoting Hakim al-Ummah Bayan al-Quran, what my words, read. Today we don't have ilam, my brother. We do. I don't have, you don't have. If you feel bad, you have, I don't have. I'll tell you straight, I don't have. I was in reunion now last week, and then they gathered some ulama, and I had to give a talk there to the students. So I said to the students, we had an Arabic talk to them. I said, people ask me what you learned in 27 years, 7 years studying 20. I said, I learned properly that I don't know. Wallahi, I learned properly that I don't. Because every day you study, Ajib, wow. If you don't know this, you don't know this. So your ignorance is opening up to you more and more and more. And then we think we have knowledge, like really, hello. So ما عليك من حسابهم من شيء وما من حسابك عليهم من شيء. That this is definite that the ummah is not responsible to see the condition. Just as the ummah is not responsible and can never be accountable to probe your condition on the Nabi of Allah in the same way you're not responsible to probe their condition. So the qiyas of mawhum was made on mutayakkan. There was ihtimal in imkan. Here there's no ihtimal in imkan. So the tarbid and the nafi of that was the promise to say the same applies elsewhere. So if the Nabi is told, why, well, who am I to judge? The first quality of the muhajirin, they had ikhlas. May Allah give us ikhlas. May Allah give. You know what's the most challenging thing of ikhlas? Is you'll only come to know about it at a day that you can't compensate. That's the most. It's going to be on the day of Qiyamah. And that's the time Allah is going to say, you had it or not. And there's just no way you can atone for it. That's the most toughest thing of ikhlas. Till then we won't know. There's qara'in of ikhlas. There's qara'in, there's dala'in, there's shawa'in. But ikhlas itself only Allah knows. And the day you know or you don't is the day of Qiyamah. And at that time you cannot atone. You know, you come to your swipe. No, it's not going to. Okay, no problem. People have a car. No, we don't use it. Oh, cash, yeah, no problem. Now suddenly, no cash, no cards. Both didn't work. Network is down. There isn't enough funds. So when one fails, you very confidently take up the other one. When the second, oh, sorry, we don't take pounds. No, but it's pounds, like British pounds. Yeah, yeah, whatever it is, we don't take it. Yeah. No, but it's global. Yeah, it can be global, but we don't take it. I mean, I was now in Panama, and I had, I had pounds. No, sorry, dollars. No, but it's pounds. No, but we take, yeah. So, like, so confident, and suddenly it just fails you. It just fails. It just throws you off. They don't take card. They don't take this here. I don't want to talk of my South African currency. Then barely gets you anywhere. My brother, believe others have ikhlas. This ummah will move forward. The second quality Allah said of the muhajirin, الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا صَبَرُ. Without sabr, nothing happens. The third quality Allah said, وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. They had tawakkul. The fourth quality Allah said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ يَرْجُونَ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ. Have raja, have hope in Allah. Have hope in Allah. Put your hopes in Allah. One of the biggest causes of the breakdown of marriages in my 22 years of counseling is high levels of expectation from one partner to another in an underperforming world. Marriage broke down. Why? No, Sheikh, I had so much hopes. You? Yeah, sister, I also had so much hopes. Who told you to dream? What they say in English is no problem building castles in the air. The problem is when you want to go in the castle. You can dream for it as long as you want, but when you want to enter, it needs a foundation. Hello, it needs a foundation. The problem of breakdown of marriages is high levels of expectation in an underperforming world. Nobody is barely breaking even, just hitting the threshold, and you're dreaming, fantasizing, oh, this is going to be just glamorous, my world, it's going to be, yeah! And then it's just all patient. It's all down. Anticlimax. Just drop down. Because you enter it with too much. And that's why many of them cannot settle down. Because the bar of expectation is too high. The bar of expectation is too high. The threshold. I got this. You must do this. You must do this. Yeah. A friend of mine told me, come speak to my daughter. She doesn't want to settle. So I went there. I don't need him in my life. I'm like, cool sister. Whoever he might be.
Okay. I don't need him. Sister, this is the part of the teachings of our deen and how it is. Read the depression. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and together we make a complete. Allah has made a system of inter-obligation. Understand this here. And the world is moving towards independence. The world. I openly say, I need my wife. No, you don't need to say you need. You don't need her. Nah, you don't need her. But why would you want to need her? No, but why? Because that's how nature has created me. The key thing is, don't exploit the interdependence. Don't abuse the interdependence. But we are creatures by design who need each other. وَرَفَعْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ دَرَجَةً لِيَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا سُخْرِيًّا. We have elevated some over others to allow a system of inter-obligation. I don't need my boss, I don't need my employee. You walk up and see what's happened to him, he walk up. So now, no, we don't need to need anyone, no. I need my spouse, she needs me. I mustn't abuse her need, she mustn't exploit my need. But we do need. Now we're moving out into a system of not need, then what happens? We share one room with roof with independent lives. This is the brutal truth. This is the brutal truth. There's just no meaning, nothing left. Anyway, those are the qualities. Nabi alayhi salam then comes into Medina. We try and wrap up, inshallah. Nabi alayhi salam comes into Medina Munawwara. Oof. Akhraj al-Bukhari bi sanadihi. Anna Rasulullah sallam dakhal al-Madina rakiban rahilatahu. He entered Medina, mounted on his conveyance. Sara yamshi ma'ahu an-nas. People started tagging behind him. Hatta barakat inda masjid Rasulullah. Baraka in Arabic refers to the kneeling of a camel. Anakha is to make it sit. Baraka, it sits down itself. It came and it knelt at the location where the masjid of Nabi alayhi salam is. He said, Hada al manzil inshaAllah. This is the place where the masjid will be built. Wakana mirbat, it was a place where dates would be dried up. It belonged to Sahal and Suhail. Ghulamayni yateemayni fi hijri As'ad ibn Zurara. They were two in the custody of As'ad ibn Zurara radiallahu anhu. Da'a Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-ghulamayn. Nabi alayhi sallam called these two youngsters and he said, sell me this. They said, no, we're gifting you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, sell it to me. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam paid them. Nabi sallallahu ahsana malabisihim ka'annahum fi yawmi eid. Medina never seen a greater day than that day. And no man can ever describe. Imam Muslim says, أخرج المسلم بسنده أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دخل المدينة سعد الرجال والنساء فوق البيوت وتفرق الغلمان والخدم في الطرق ينادون يا محمد يا رسول الله يا محمد يا رسول الله. We see men and women running on the rooftops. We see children climbing up trees. We see people singing and saying, O Nabi of Allah, welcome to Medina, welcome. The riwayat of Bukhari, فأشرفوا ينظرون ولقد كان حقا يوم عيد لأنه اليوم الذي انتقل فيه الإسلام من ذلك الحيز الضيق في مكة إلى رحابة الانطلاق والانتشار بهذه البقعة المباركة ومنها إلى سائر بقاع الأرض. And rightfully so, it was an aid of an unprecedented nature that from the constrained valleys of Mecca, Islam was transferred into the laps of Sahaba and Ansar and from there across the globe like no other person who received it, like how the Ansar received it. Nabi alayhi salatu was salam came into Medina, Sahaba constructed in the building of the masjid. لَإِنْ قَعَدْنَا وَالنَّبِيُّ يَعْمَلْ لَذَاكَ مِنَّ الْعَمَلُ الْمُضَلَّلْ هَذِهِ الْحِمَالُ لَا حِمَالُ خَيْبَرْ هَذَا بَرُّ لِرَبِّنَا وَأَطْهَرْ لَا يَسْتَوِي مَنْ يَعْمُرُ الْمَسَاجِدَ يَدْأَبُ فِيهَا قَائِمًا وَقَاعِدًا وَمَنْ يُرَى عَنِ الْغُبَارِ حَائِدًا. They were building and they were singing along. You know, people sing along whenever they're doing things and own sing song and whatever they say thing. So they said, Allahu Akbar, لَإِنْ قَعَدْنَا وَالنَّبِيُّ يَحْمَلْ لَذَاكَ مِنَّ الْعَمَلُ الْمُضَلَّلْ. How dare the Nabi of Allah works and we sit? Then that is the greatest sign of our deviation. We grew up in a generation that if the doorbell rings, it's impossible for my father to stand up and for me to sit. But the generation of today is quite comfortable with that. Let me be honest with you. Let me make no bones about it. And that's the collapse of that generation. That's the azadi tumara haq, barbadi tumara natija. That's the collapse of this nation. I walk away. It's beyond me. It's beyond me. Like your mom is getting up from the bed to answer the phone, and you are glued and limited to your device, and you can allow your mom to go. Woe be to you. Like, what have you achieved? What have you achieved? Where have you gone? لَإِنْ قَعَدْنَا وَالنَّبِيُّ يَعْمَلْ لَذَاكَ مِنَّ الْعَمَلُ الْمُبَلَّلُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَا نَقُولُ لَكَ كَمَا قَالَ قَوْمُ مُوسَى لِمُوسَى اِذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَا إِنَّا هَا هُنَا قَاعِدُونَ وَلَكِنَّا نُقَاتِلْ عَنْ يَمِينِكُ وَعَنْ شِمَالِكُ وَمِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْكَ سِيرُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا. We're not going to tell you go, 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 we set in here. We'll tell you set, we go in. It's beyond me. You know, like some things are just, what they say, you live in a world where common sense is not common. So, like, how do you allow your mother and your father to get up and answer the doorbell or whatever it is and sit here and feel nothing about it? So they said, the Nabi of Allah calls and we said, how dare? هذه الحمال لا حمال خيبر. People used to bring dates from Khaybar and come and sell it in Medina. This is not transporting dates. This is building Masjid al-Nabawi. هذا أبر لربنا وأطهر. هذا أبر لربنا وأطهر. لا يستوي من يعمر المساجد يدأب فيها قائما وقاعدا ومن يرى عن الغبار حائدا. The one who toils and soils himself and the one who keeps himself aloof, they can never be the same. Nabi alayhi salam comes into Medina Munawwara. One of the first things Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam did was established brotherhood. What did he do, my brother? Established brotherhood. 5 months after he came into Medina Munawwara, in the house of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he paid up 45 sahaba. Abu Bakr paid up with Kharija bin Zayd radiallahu anhu. Umar ibn Khattab with Utban bin Malik radiallahu anhu. Abdurrahman ibn Auf with Sa'd bin Rabi' radiallahu anhu. Zubair ibn Awam with Sulama bin Sulama radiallahu anhu. Uthman bin Affan with Aws bin Thabit radiallahu anhu. Talha bin Ubaidullah with Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu anhu. Mus'ab ibn Umair with Abu Ayyub Ansari Khalid bin Zayd radiallahu anhu. Abu Huzaifa bin Utba with Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu anhu. Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu with Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. Uthman bin Maz'ul with Abu Haytham radiallahu anhu. Bilal radiallahu anhu with Abdullah bin Abdul Rahman al-Khat'ani radiallahu anhu. Just paid them up. Paid them up. You know, if you have to travel from here, first tell me who's what, but you which are talking about, can you? Just paid them up. Then Allah said, these were the muhajirin. Then Allah spoke of the Ansar. شَهِدَ لَهُمْ بِخَمْسِ شَهَادَاتِ. Allah gave them 5 certificates. Allah gave them. Allah gave them. What did Allah say?
وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُوا الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ
أي من قبل هجرة المهاجرين أي أخلصوا الإيمان. They were genuine in their faith before the muhajirin came.
يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ
They talk of xenophobia today in the world. They talk of other people taking our skills away. This is the political climate. يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ
They love the influx of the migration together. وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةً مِمَّا أُوتُوا
They took no offense. I'm going to wrap up now, inshallah. I normally tell people, because I fly, I use the analogy of aviation. So when the flight starts its descent, sometimes it's 1 hour before it touches down. لَقَدْ بَدَتْ طَائِرَ بِالْعُبُوتُ التَّدْرِيجِ But inshallah, this is a domestic flight, so we're touching down soon.
يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةً مِمَّا أُوتُوا وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً
And they give preference to others. خَصَاصَة شِدَّةُ الْجُوعِ Right? Like مَسْغَرَة شِدَّةُ الْفَقْرِ Severe hunger.
وَمَنْ يُوْقَشُحَّ نَفْسِهِ
If you freed, not from poverty, but from the greed of your heart, you're a successful man. If you've got place here, your car got place, your house got place. If you've got place in your heart. But if you haven't got place here, my brother, then even a big house is narrow for you. Yeah.
If you haven't got place here, nothing, then there's no place. If you've got place in your heart, shuhha nafsihi. Because everybody, the Quran says, wa uhdirati al-anfusu shuhha. So, to mice, to be naked, that's intrinsic to our anatomy. That's part of us, that's our jibillah, that's our fitrah. That's how we are uhdirati al-anfusu shuhha. Allah speaks in the context of husband and wife when they have an argument, then resolve it. And try and tempt one another. Right? That's what Allah says. وَإِنْ إِمْرَأَةٌ خَافَتْ مِنْ بَعْلِهَا نُشُوزًا أَوْ إِعْرَاضًا فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا إِنْ يُصْلِحَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَالصُّلْحُ خَيْرٌ وَأُحْضِرَتِ الْأَنفُسُ الشُّعَ. That you have in an argument, then make peace. And in the peace, you can tempt one another. I forfeit this, you forfeit this. Because human nature, you tell a child, do this, then I'm going to do this. Right? Everybody wants وَوَحْذِرَةِ الْأَنفُسُ الشُّعْ. My brother, I'm telling you, and I've been harping and crying, connect yourself to Quran. There will be meaning in your life, there will be answer to your challenges, there will be value to your salah, there will be meaning to your du'as. The Quran has it all. That's all I can tell you. The other day I gave a talk and this youngster came to me and said, you make me feel so guilty. I said, thank you. I want you to feel guilty. And I want you to go back and do, because that's going to stimulate action. I want you to go back to the drawing board and say, what have I done with my life? Because that's precisely what I want you to think. But am I moving in the right direction? Get into it to understand. Understand the message. I haven't understood it. But I can tell you, 20 years teaching Quran with the grace of Allah, the pleasure never ends. The pleasure never ends. That's the beauty of Quran. It just never ends. You do the same tafsir, the same year, 10 years. It's just too beautiful. Because the Quran has meaning every day. Guys, I've read in this. Okay, now time. Can I share this thing quickly? Or leave it. No. It's really... No, it's late. No. Okay, so I'm saying to you, Nabi Sassam paid them up. These were the five qualities of the Muhajirin and the Ansar. So amongst those that were paid up was Sa'd bin Rabi with Abdurrahman ibn Auf. Right? This incident, one thing, and inshallah we wrap up. So then Sa'd radiallahu anhu, Abdurrahman ibn Auf says, when I came, I was paid up with Sa'd bin Rabi. So my Ansari brother said, Inni aktharul Ansari mala. See, Nabi Sassam paid you up. I want to tell you, alhamdulillah, I'm the one of the wealthiest people here in Medina. If I go to Inini Bakaon, there is any given, that's me and you. Why must I tell my brother? Because then he said, listen, Nabi Sassam paid you up with me. I want to tell you, good luck to your pay, I'm the wealthiest. Wow. فَأُقْسِمْ لَكَ نِصْفَ مَالِي. فَأُقْسِمْ لَكَ نِصْفَ مَالِي. Oh, man. I just sometimes I cry and I say, Allah, imagine the thing when you stand up from our graves and we see Omar walking. Oh, my Allah. And we see Abu Bakr. And I know we don't deserve to be with them. But just to go and hug them and say, like, we're so proud to be part of you people. فَأُقْسِمْ لَكَ نِصْفَ مَالِي. I will give you half my wealth. I will give you half my wealth. وَالْذُرْ أَيَّ زَوْجَتَيَّ هَوَيْتَ نَزَلْتُ لَكَ عَنْهَا فَإِذَا حَلَّتْ تَزَوَّجْتَهَا. And I have two wives. You can modestly glance at them. The one that attracts you more, I will divorce her. But look at the wording. You see, Arabic, it says, he didn't say طَلَّقْتُهَا. نَزَلْتُ لَكَ عَنْهَا. And I was reading, I just cried. وَنْذُرْ أَيَّ زَوْجَتَيَّ هَوَيْتَ. I have two wives. You can just modestly glance and you tell me where you have. I will step down. These are the words. نَزَلْتُ لَكَ عَنْهَا. I'll step down. فَإِذَا حَلَّتْ. She'll go through her cycle. When she's done, you can marry her. So one side, that was the spirit of the Ansar. One side, the spirit of the Muhajir. بارك الله فيك. هَلْ مِنْ سُوقٍ فِيهِ تِجَارَةٍ. I appreciate it. Allah reward you so much. You have a marketplace here where you people sell things? Yeah, we have. Suku Qaynuqa. Qabilatum min al-Yahud. Nusibas suku ilayhim. Yeah. We have a marketplace. It's called Souq Qaynuqa. It's just a local market here. You can go there. Okay, Jazakallah. Don't divorce your wife. Don't distribute your assets. You just stay where it is. I'll, you know, go and attend to it. So he goes. Fajara bi aqit wa sam. He starts off. And that's what I'm saying to the youth. Flex your hands. Move your hands. Do something, my brother. But if you're sitting on your laurels, you know, then nothing is going to happen. The ulama say, Maryam alayhi salam is giving birth. Miraculously, Allah is giving her dates. And miraculously, Allah is giving her water. But in that labor pain, where she was in so much pain, Allah said, shake the branch.
وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا.
So Allah said, Allah, what they say in English? Nature gives you walnuts, but it doesn't crack it for you. Say, a pessimist is such, when opportunity knocks his door, he complains of the noise. Hello? Brother Riyaz gave me the book of sayings and quotations, that Allah bless him. So I like reading when I'm flying. People ask me what you do. I say, I read, I make dua, and I sleep. Three things in a play. I got no good to me, but Allah has saved me from this in-flight entertainment fitna. This is one fitna. Wherever your gaze goes, only I love you, you love me. Nature gives you walnuts, but it doesn't crack it for you. Maryam alayhi salam, radiyallahu anha, everything Allah.
قَدْ جَعَلَ رَبُّكِ تَحْتَكِ سَرِيًّا وَهُذِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ تَسَّاقَطَ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا.
And there's another istidlal here in Ma'riful Quran. Allah provided water first. Allah provided food second. But when Allah said, then Allah said, eat first, then drink.
فَكُلِي وَشْرَبِي.
Why? In son's nature, before he starts eating, he wants the drink there first. Kabhi tu kawani shuru kare, but tu piwane to la. Agar tu ka to karo, tab tamar piwane lao ma uche. So psychologically, you want to only bite and munch the burger when the drink is there. Although you're going to do it later, that's human nature. Allah said, the water is here, the dates are here. Eat and then drink. Wow.
فَكُلِي وَشْرَبِي وَقَرِّي عَيْنَا فَإِنَّا
I'm saying, my brother, I cannot tell you how much I cry and thank my Allah. Where do I begin to thank you for Quran and Iman? Where do I begin to thank you, my Allah? He went to the marketplace, he came back, he bought, and after a little while he started doing his own thing. He didn't take a cent, this is it.
نلاحظوا أن كرم سعد قافله عفة نفس من عبد الرحمن.
What was that society built on? The selflessness of the Ansar and the self-sufficiency of the Muhajirin. You ready to give and I'm restraining myself. And that became Medina. Now I'm telling you, by you know Allah will take you to task if you don't give. Yeah. Allah gave you that wealth, but you're responsible. I'm telling you what Allah is going to do, and you're telling me what Allah is going to do to me. So we're not getting anywhere. I'm telling my son his rights to me, and he's telling me the rights the father got to me. So we're not going anywhere. That's what I told you. Allah Shabir Ahmad Usmani mentioned. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ وَإِفْقَالِ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. So Luqman told his son, don't make shirk with Allah. Then after that, Allah said, and we told men to be kind to his parents. So what's the link? Allah is talking of the advice. Allah Shabir Ahmad Uthmani writes, the link is, the father told the son of his right to Allah. So Allah told the son his right to his father. The father didn't say respect me. The father said obey Allah. So Allah told the son, respect your father. Because first, لا تشرك then وصين الإنسان. So then, جَاءَ وَعَلَيْهِ أَثَرُ السُّفْرَ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam seen him, he's got some yellow marks. So he said, what's this? So it was a sign of marriage. You know, you got balloon on the car or something, whatever nowadays. So Athar al-Sufra, what's it? Tazawwajt. Who you got married to? Imra'atan min al-Ansar. Oh, nice. Kam suqt. How much marriage you gave?
وزن نوات من ذهب. Go to the valley of a date pit. Only ولو بشات. Okay, do walima even if it's one sheep. عبد الرحمن بن عوف said, فأقبلت الدنيا علي حتى رأيتني لو رفعت حجرا لتوقعت أن أجد تحته ذهب. Then Allah opened up wealth to me. Allah opened up wealth. I always say all great empires had a beginning, humble beginning. But how many are those who remember their humble beginning? Then Allah brought that if I lifted a stone also, I thought there would be gold. Then Allah poured wealth into me. And wealth came. And then before his death, you want to give people money? Who do you give money to? Wow. أوصى لكل واحد بقي من أهل بدر بأربعمائة دينار ذهب. Before dying, he said, look how many Badriyin are left here now. Because they were with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the early hours. And give each one of them 400 gold coins. وكان عددهم مئة. And they were 100 in number. Allah gave you wealth. Look at the veterans in your community. Look at the stalwarts in your community. Look at the pioneers in your community. Look at the early ulama in your community. That is the place where your wealth ought to go, my brother. That is the place where your wealth ought to go. He said, gather all those that were in Badr with my Nabi, 100. Each one of them were given 400 gold coins. Then he sent chunks of wealth to Aisha radiallahu anha. And she said, سَقَاهُ اللَّهُ مِمَّا إِسَّ السَّبِيلِ. Then Abdul Rahman, he received his money, and we made dua, may Allah quench his thirst from the spring of Salsabil. How can I forget that day about 3 years ago, we were in the Azraq camps in Jordan, distributing food on the eve of Ramadan. And I entered this camp, and the Syrian family came out, and this little eight-year-old child, blue eyes, blonde hair, with a crack in her voice, sadness on her face, and her mum and her granny came out. The little girl came out. I said, Shu Ismat, what's your name, my girl? She said, Salsabil. I said, Tadreen Ma'ana Salsabil. I had the bag of rice and the oil. It was the eve of Ramadan. I flew in from Canada to Jordan, and then we were going for Umrah. This crescent of Ramadan had been sighted in this camp here. Complete. This child is just wondering where I am. I said, you know what's the meaning of Salsabil? She said, Na'am ya'am, nahrum min Jannah. Yes, it's a spring of Jannah. I just broke down. I couldn't resist myself. I embraced the child, kissed her, and I said, through your blessings, may Allah quench my thirst on that day. My brother, someone said in the Urdu language, insan ghar badalta hai, gari badalta hai, dost badalta hai, phir bhi parasha kyu rehta hai, kyunki khud nahi badalta. Sometimes a person changes watch, he changes his car, changes his friends, he changed his house, but he's still depressed because you haven't changed yourself. Umar bar yahi bool karta raha hai ghalib, dabba chehre pe ta aur aina saaf karta raha. Umar bar yahi bool karta raha hai ghalib, aur ghalib, all life you made this mistake. The scar, the pigmentation was on your cheek and you're cleaning the mirror. I don't know, RSI chok kis nahi jati. Umar par yahi mool karta raha hai ghalib, dabba chehre pe ta. My brother, the problem lies with you. The folly lies with me. The mistake lies with you. Change everything around you. Until you don't change yourself, we're going nowhere. I leave you with this thought. I was in Medina in Hajj, the last Hajj, with an American group. And then myself and my wife had completed Hajj around Medina, and we were leaving early morning. And we had a flight from Jeddah to from Medina to Jeddah. So we left at about 12:00, 1:00. And we leave in Medina Munawwara, we left Masjid al-Nabawi, obviously emotional, crying, leaving Nabi alayhi salam. I just walked out, and as I walked out, Jannatul Baqi was here. I could still see the green dome because early morning, and I'm walking, my wife was with me. And there was this brother from America with a group, Sheikh Tariq. And he recognized me, and we did some programs and lecture tours together. And he's like, Sheikh Sulaiman. I looked and I said, yeah. And he gathered his group, and he said, you got to listen to the Sheikh. You got to listen to this brother. So I said, no, please, man. I'm emotional. And no. So he gathered them there. And Masjid al-Nabawi, this side, Jannatul Baqi, that side, it was like 1 a.m. And he said, this group is here, please give them advice.
So I asked Allah, inspire me with some advice, and what Allah put in my heart at that time, I'm sharing with you. I said to all of them, make a vow that from today, for the rest of your life, you're going to study the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam. You're going to read a kitab. It's a beginning, it's not the ultimate, it's a step, it's not the objective, but it's to get you there. So make a vow. So I'm asking each one of you, pick up a kitab, read on the seerah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. There's many books, authentic books, reliable books. Read it with a passion to understand more about how rich, how perfect, how wholesome, how blemishless, how impeccable the life of Nabi alayhi salam was. The second thing I said, giving, you know, context to these people coming from America, academics, intellectual, whatever it is, I said, make sure that in your heart, you don't have reservation, apprehension to any aspect of Nabi alayhi salam's life. Look at the deen with clean lenses. Don't study Quran and Hadith with the lenses of others. You will find fault with Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that's your harm, never to harm Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَأَعْرِضُوا عَلَى الْكَلَامِ فَأَعْرِضُوا عَلَيْهِ كُلَّ الْكَلَامِ وَلَا تَعْرِضُوهُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْكَلَامِ. Mu'adh رضي الله عنه said, analyze every piece of advice through the Quran, and don't analyze the Quran through any other article. Did you hear me, my brother? Analyze whatever people tell you in the light of Quran. I'm going to take that with a pinch of salt. I'm going to view that in the light of Quran. Okay, Quran refutes that. Quran doesn't buy that. Quran doesn't endorse that. Quran doesn't authenticate that. Don't view the Quran through the light of anything else. So I said, my brother, my sister, outside Masjid al-Nabawi, I say to you that in your heart, don't have any ill feelings or any reservation. My Nabi was great and he was amazing. Just the nikah to Aisha radiallahu anha, I don't know. No, my brother! The day you have that, that's the departure of Iman. That's the departure of Iman, and that's what Allah put in my heart, and I said it to the group. And I tell you this from Quran. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Don't carry your baggage. No, yeah, I know people say this, but I don't know. Did Allah mention this in the Quran? فَنْكِحُوا مَا طَوَبَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَاعَ. Did Allah? Don't have reservation, apprehension. Don't view the Quran with lenses, other lenses. View it wholesomely, and you'll understand how perfect, how balanced. One person went to sit in the company of one of the great luminaries of time, and he asked him, after sitting in my company, what did you learn? He said, Alhamdulillah, whatever apprehension I had on any aspect of deen, Allah has flushed it all out. Now my heart is clean on every order of Allah. So I said, that's the second advice. And the third advice I gave to them, and I said, you're speaking on the brotherhood. Nabi alayhi salam said, إِنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ أَن تُمْسِي وَتُصْبِحْ وَلَيْسَ فِي قَلْبِكَ غِشٌّ لِأَحَدٍ مِّنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَفْعَلْ. Anas, morning and evening, check your heart. And if there isn't rancor, discord, bickering, antagonism, hatred, malice for anyone, then you've revived one of my practices. And if you've revived one of my practices, then you will be with me in Jannah. We ask Allah to make us amongst those fortunate people. Do something, my brother. Let there be action. But these are the advisors. Allah grant us all the tawfiq. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ussalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله على نيته وسره. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وزد وتحنن وترحم على حبيبنا وقدوتنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين.
www.attableek.com The Reviver of